بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Press release. The Pharaoh of Washington unleashes hell on Gaza with the full assistance of the military and political leaders of the Muslims and Jews. The only Sharia response is the mobilization of armies of Muslims. All Muslims, mobilize for the Sharia obligation. Without a single army of Muslims to stop him, Trump fulfilled his pledge to unleash hell on Gaza. Cameras have captured scenes of body parts of believers soaring through the air above tall buildings due to the intensity of the missile strikes. Medical rescue personnel are being blindfolded and riddled with bullets. Children, women, the elderly and the injured are being martyred of bombing of their tents. The starvation policy of America, executed by its protege, the Jewish entity, has increased the suffering to the point of famine. It now has become clear to everyone that the Pharaoh of Washington unleashed hell on Gaza with the full assistance of the military and political leaderships of the Muslims and Jews. O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, heed the warning of Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Allah deserting us when we desert Muslims.
ما من امرئ يخذل امرئ مسلما في موضع تنتهك فيه حرمته وينتقص فيه من عرضه إلا خذله الله في مواطن يحب فيها نصرته.
No Muslim man would desert a man who is a Muslim in a place where his respect may be violated and his honor attacked without Allah deserting him in a place here he wishes his help. Abu Dawood. Feeling the pain of Gaza intensely, the Ummah is in a state of helplessness and confusion, which is resulting in some ineffective actions. Moreover, the feeling of regret and shame within the Ummah at not being able to support the Muslims of Gaza is actually the result of the absence of a clear plan of action. Hizb-ut-Tahrir Wilaya Pakistan hereby presents the following 4 points for the Muslims so that our pain and political efforts achieve a practical, tangible result in accordance with the Sharia obligation. Firstly, Muslims must hold their military and political leaderships accountable over the issue of Gaza. In Jordan, Syria, Mauritania, Algeria, Morocco and other places, the Ummah is demanding that the armies mobilize for jihad. The accountability for the ruler is a Sharia obligation. We must demand that the political and military leadership of Pakistan sends armed forces in support of the Muslims in Gaza. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
كلا والله لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر ولتأخذن على يد الظالم ولتأطرنه على الحق أطرة ولتقصرنه على الحق قصرة أو ليضربن الله بقلوب بعضكم على بعض ثم ليلعنكم كما لعنهم.
Nay, but Allah, you either enjoin good and forbid evil and catch hold of the hand of the oppressor and persuade him to act justly and stick to the truth. Or Allah will involve the hearts of some of you with the hearts of others and will curse you as he had cursed them. Categorized as Hassan by Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi. Secondly, a wide-reaching public demand for the mobilization of armed forces, employing styles such as demonstrations, press releases, khutbas from the members of Masajid, banners, posters and gatherings. Chambers of commerce and industry, bar councils of lawyers, associations of traders, student organizations, political parties, associations of professionals, bodies of journalists, committees of ulama and all other collective structures within the influential must raise their voices and demand the mobilization of the armed forces of Muslims in support of Gaza. Thirdly, everyone on social media platforms must call for the mobilization of the armies of Muslims in support of Gaza. Podcasters should do programs on it. People should put forward the demand for the mobilization of forces through video, audio and writing. Fourthly, Muslims must visit their relatives, friends and neighbors, military officers within their natural circles, representatives of political parties, khutibs in masajid, ulama and every influential person individually and in gatherings and demand that they use all their power, strength and influence to mobilize our forces for Gaza, and it is upon the Ummah to remind them of this word of Allah.
وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا.
How is it that you do not fight in the way of Allah and in support of the helpless, men, women and children who pray? Our Lord, bring us out of this land whose people are oppressors, and appoint for us from yourself a protector, and appoint for us from yourself a helper. Surah An-Nisa, verse 75. O Muslims, arise and rise out of your state of helplessness and confusion. From the beginning, there was only one Sharia solution to the Gaza problem. It is the Sharia obligation for mobilization of the armies of Muslims in jihad. Use your influence to ensure this comprehensive Sharia solution in support of the oppressed Muslims of Gaza and the blessed land of Palestine. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.